Many prosecutors and other cynical observers who read this book will dismiss my complaint and insist that there is no reason to fear the ludicrous breadth of America's criminal statutes. There is no need for alarm, they will assure us, because we can all safely trust in the good faith of America's prosecutors and their discretion to not hassle you or seek to imprison you for innocent and harmless conduct, even if it does happen to be technically forbidden by some obscure statute. But there have been many confirmed cases of federal agents and prosecutors who proved that they cannot be trusted to exercise such restraint, either because they had too much time on their hands, or perhaps subscribed to a corrupt political agenda, or maybe just got a kick out of what they thought was their own ingenuity in exploiting the language of some badly written law to prosecute someone. Just a few years ago, for example, the United States Department of Justice actually used the federal chemical weapons ban to prosecute a woman for putting a mild chemical irritant on the mailbox of her husband's girlfriend, even though nobody was even seriously, much less permanently, injured. The victim of this attack suffered nothing more than a minor thumb burn that was readily treated by rinsing with water. That was the same case in which the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously concluded that if they adhered to the insane interpretation of this terrible statute that was being defended by the Department of Justice, you could be prosecuted for using a few drops of vinegar to poison your child's goldfish. The Supreme Court correctly noted that the government's proposed interpretation of this law would sweep in everything from the detergent under the kitchen sink to the stain remover in the laundry room. Luckily for the defendant, the Supreme Court said it would not agree to transform a statute passed to implement the International Convention on Chemical Weapons into one that also makes it a federal offense to poison goldfish. The late Justice of the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, correctly described that federal law as a statute that should be the envy of every lawmaker bent on trapping the unwary with vague and uncertain criminal prohibitions. And this sort of thing happens all the time. Even more recently, the Supreme Court once again had to reverse the Obama administration, this time for prosecuting a man who threw some fish over the side of his boat. John Yates, a commercial fisherman, reportedly caught 6 dozen undersized red grouper in federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico, and allegedly threw them into the sea to prevent federal authorities from confirming that he had done so. Incredibly, he was then prosecuted for a violation of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, a federal...